Where is the gospel? Do you know where to turn in your Bible to find the gospel of your salvation? Try asking a couple of your friends that. A preacher recently asked the congregation to please turn in your Bibles to the gospel of your salvation. Pages fluttered all over the room for the next several minutes. It's amazing that so many people go to church on a regular basis and hear message after message, and have no idea of what the salvation message really is. Well, you will never have to be unsure again, and if anyone ever asks you to turn to the gospel of your salvation, you will know right where to go. Let's read it. 1 Corinthians 15:1 Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand. 1 Corinthians 15:2 By which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. 1 Corinthians 15:3 For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures. 1 Corinthians 15:4 And that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. The Bible says, in Romans 6:23 that the wages of sin is death. Here, Paul writes that Christ died for our sins. Get the picture? He received your wages. The payoff for sin is death, and Christ died for our sins. Now that has to be the gift of God. As a matter of fact, that's just what the rest of the verse says. Romans 6:23 For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Wow! Now that is something worthy of thanking and praising God for. Amen.